In the parsha of the Bnois Slofchot, the Ralbag says on those psukim there about Tikravna Bnois Slofchot, Tamoilim Fnei Moshe Fnei Elozer HaKohen, the Torah explains exactly what happened, that they came and they stood in front of the whole group of people there, Moshe, Elozer HaKohen, and I think he says, Nesiim v'chol ha'edo, and so the Ralbag is commenting on the lesson that we learn from here. The Te'elis, he says this as follows: Lohidia shein roi sheyimna ho'odo mipnei haboishes mehovi mishpotu lefnei akedolim. A person should not hold himself back because of boishes. He's embarrassed. He's whatever. We'll see. From bringing his mishpat, he has a shaila in mishpat, he has a taina, he has a claim to something that he thinks is legitimate, to come, oh, I'm going in front of gedolim, how can I bring this thing? No, he should do it. Avol roi sheyishtadl bozeh hacharitzus uvizrizus kedei sheyagia lo haroi. Person has to go with determination, with zrizus, in order to get that which is coming to him, which is worthy of him. Haloi tireh. They weren't embarrassed to bring their mishpot in front of Moshe and Elozer HaKohen and the Nesiim and the Kol HaEdo. Ad sheyishigu mevukshon b'ma shehayu mevakshes midvar nachalo, until they actually got that which they were asking, which was to have a nachla instead of their father had no sons, and they wanted to be yoyrish to have the nachla fisha kvar shalu kehoygen kemoisha bia. They got it, actually. They eventually got it because they asked properly. It was a legitimate claim. So I would just think about this issue for a moment. They shouldn't stop because of boishes. What are they embarrassed about? They have a claim. They have a legitimate claim. They actually won the claim. You know, actually, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the halacha. It was nesalma mena halacha. We'll see that in a moment. But lemaisa, there was a very minchisha mishpot. They had a claim, and taka they won the din Torah. So, but they have to go in front of gedolim with the claim. So memela, they shouldn't, and they shouldn't be embarrassed. So what is the embarrassment? What's okay? They're going in front of gedolim. So, but they're going in front of gedolim. They're going with a legitimate claim. The gedolim are there for Moshe Rabbeinu was the dayan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the paskin dinei Torah. And you go, okay, a little bit uncomfortable or this, but it sounds like there's a whole big chiddush over here, that this busha could have been something that really would have prevented them from getting what was belonging to them, rightfully belonging to them. And the Torah says, no, we see from here that you shouldn't allow it to happen. Sounds like busha is a very, very powerful emotion. Busha, there are times, I think, when a person is not allowed to put himself in an embarrassing situation. The Alta has a whole shmuz, it says, we say it in benching, we shouldn't have to come on to Matnas Bosavadom, not even to Halvos, only Yodcho, directly from you, Hamaleo, Hapsucho, Hakdoisho, I guess that means generous, you know, giving even beyond what we deserve, V'horchovo, a broad hand, a full hand. It's like with total openness and generosity. He says, if not, if it's lacking one of these ingredients, yodoy hamleo habsucha k'doisha or chovo, or it's from Bosav Adam, it'll be yovish v'yikolim le'olam void. He says the nefesh will be so nifgam, the nefesh will be so nifgam from this busha, that he says that because we have to do that, It's going to have a, he says, le'olam void. I mean, I don't know, I guess that's what it means. He says that even in the next world, his nefesh is wounded because of the busha that he went through, and it'll be a busha klima le'olam void. All because he's like, what happened? I got it from Hashem. I didn't have to borrow from someone. But it wasn't maleo. I didn't feel that there was so much more. I didn't feel psucha. I felt that the hand was closed a little bit. I didn't feel it coming with such nedivus, with such just pashtus. Gebalt, what's lacking? Epis, something ever so small. And that, he says, will be a busha chlimol, with a damage on the neshoma, on the nefesh loylam void. If that's the case, the busha is a very, very serious type of a thing. Ad kedei kach. That it was a legitimate thing. How are we going to go? I don't know whether it's being in front of the Gedolim. It's probably being in front of the Gedolim and coming and claiming Momenus and this and that. Like, there's something, maybe something petty about it. I don't know what the busha was exactly. Sounds like because in front of the Gedolim, but just the Gedolim were there to dan, so it must be there's something that, whatever it was. But this busha could be a devastating thing. And yes, afal pi kein, we learn a halocha. We learn a toelis here, that even though busha is such a difficult thing, is such a detrimental thing and a damaging thing, but that lemaisa, when it comes to din, when it comes to something, if there's a halocha, if it's al pi din, if this is coming to me, if this is the way it's supposed to be, then the yashrus has to take, it has to reign supreme over that. Someone just asked me the other day about in business, if he has to, the only way he can make a certain thing work is if he does something that's very embarrassing. So I told him, I don't think you're supposed to do that to yourself. So but there, the pshat is that you're not mechuyev in such ishtadlus and you rely on Hashem. Over here, this is something that's coming to them. They held that this was coming to them. Their father died. He didn't have any sons. That has to stay in the family, the Yerusha, and they held it's coming to them. If this is din, if this is coming to you, if this is yashrus, then a person has to be able to overpower even this busha, which can be so painful and so damaging, all because he has to do something which is yosher. Okay, that's just one thought. The next thing with the Benois Tzlofchot, we know Rashi says that when they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nis'alma mimenu halocha. He didn't know the halocha. V'kan nifra al shenotel atoro, and he's being paid back over here, al shenotel atoro loymar, v'hadover asher yikshe mikem takrivun elai. When in Dvorim over there, when it's said over the whole Maisa, it says that they should judge, you know, each one of the Shoiftim will judge, but something which is difficult that you don't know, it's too difficult for you, you come to me with that. So Moshe Rabbeinu was paid back for saying this, Hadova sheyikshem hikem takrivun elai. So Moshe Rabbeinu was paid back that kan nifra mimenu, that here the halocha was Nelam from him. He didn't know the halacha over here. That was like a payback. So first of all, Bechlal, Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't Gaiva, the Torah's mayor on him was the honor Mikol Odom. But there was an expression here of something that says, you know, I'll be able to handle it. I know halacha. You know, if you don't know, I'll know. It wasn't Beteras Gaiva, but there was some like mistaken statement. It's not really true. You don't necessarily know everything, and to say it in such a way, certainly not b'derech gaiva, but I would say b'derech, not accurate, b'meila, there was a problem, there was a tviya, and it was there, he was paid back for that tviya, ne'la mimenu. But if you look at the Rashi in Dvorim, look what Rashi says, it says, takrivu ne'lai, so Rashi says, al dvar zen nistalik mimenu mishpat b'nois tzlofchot, because of this, the mishpat b'nois tzlofchot was hidden from him. Doesn't say nifra, he says nistalik. Doesn't say, v'chein Shmuel omar l'shol, Shmuel tainu to shol, onoichi horoye, yeah? Shmuel said he's the roya. HaKadosh Baruch says, Chayecho shani moidiacho she'ein ato roya. I'm going to let you know that you don't see, you're not the seer, you don't see, understand, and see as much as you think. David, he came to take David to be the melech. Vayar es Eliyov. Vayomer, you say Eliyov with this tall, good-looking guy. Ach neged Hashem Mashiachoy. Oh, this must be the Mashiach. He looked at him and he saw the Mashiach. He says, don't look at his looks. And I told you, you're not the Roya. So it sounds from the comparison to Shmuel that this is not a payback in terms of a punishment. And he says, V'chein Gabi Shmuel. Here he says, Nistalik Memenu. And he says, it's a Hoido She'ein Atoroya. So it sounds like that what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu was that he made a statement which wasn't true. And therefore, because of that, that had to be corrected. In other words, the truth had to reign supreme. You said, HaDovar sheyikshe mikem takrivun elai, which is not a complete accuracy, because it's, you know, not everybody knows everything, even Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mimela, he says, kanifra mimenu, it sounds from this Rashi, that the nifra means that Hashem corrected the mistake, rather than gave him this as a punishment. So it sounds like, because that's the way, that's what happened by Shmuel. He says, ani moidiacho, chayecho, ani moidiacho sheina toroya. So it sounds like now the truth of the matter is that this is embarrassing. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the halacha. That was a... So it sounds to me like that the pshat is that when it comes to truth, then even though there was a level of embarrassment over here, but Moshe Rabbeinu had to be corrected. The truth has to reign supreme. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ko hadover asher yikshe mikem aktakrivon elai," and that's not true. That's a statement that's mashma, like you'll be able to answer, and you can't. So, memela, that had to be corrected, despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu would be now. So, mitzad echod, embarrassment is nirav oyum. Mitzad sheni, and I don't know exactly how to be magda this, but truth is above all else. Chesoma shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. And to teach Moshe Rabbeinu, to teach Moshe Rabbeinu the truth, in other words, you made a mistake. You thought you could say that you'll be able to handle all difficult questions, and now I have to let you know that you ain't a toroya, like by Shmuel. You don't see everything. And even though it was painful, and even though it was embarrassing, come to Moshe Rabbeinu does know the halacha, and busha is a terribly painful and detrimental thing, but allowing a non-truth, and here it's allowing an injustice. There was a justice there, but it's I'm moichel the justice. Let me alone. Now, busha is a terrible, terrible thing, and you're mechuyev to stand up against the busha and stand up for the justice. And here, even though the busha would be caused to Moshe Rabbeinu, but since the truth had to be corrected, just like it says, moidiach she'ena toroya, you said ani roya, and I'm going to show you now that she'ena toroya, and it seems it's the same thing. So that idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to have that, the truth has to be. In other words, there are times where even they have to do it. I mean, it says, Ochech tochich asamisecho, but they cease all of chait. Person has to do it in a way that's not embarrassing. But etzem toichocha is embarrassing. Yet there is a mitzvah of toichocha, because truth reigns supreme. And that's like, it seems that despite the fact that busha is so detrimental, ultimately, if there's no truth, then there's nothing. If people make a mistake in halacha, people make a mistake in hashkofe, people make a mistake in their thinking, or if people neglect even a yashrus, then that's the travesty of the... it's going against everything that the Torah represents, and Mamela, that seems to take precedence even over busha.